Okay, from the bottom of the base on the base. Tana. Isha Haisa Boreris Chitim the Orso Beis HaShoeva. It's possible to distinguish between different kinds of wheat and select them by the light of the Beis HaShoeva all through Yerushalayim. And Yerushalmi asked, the Maaseh, you're not allowed to do that, because it's all the Me'ila, the Shemen and the Psila were both the Kodesh, so it's Me'ila. And the Yerushalmi answers that Kol Reach and Mara is no, there's no Me'ila. Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, there's no Me'ila, there's still Aser. So some say either the Yerushalmi argues on our Gemara and holds not Aser either, or that's only Nisr the Rabbanon, and they were Matarit for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Mamela was Mutter for Breiris Chitim also. What? What about Neiros Chanukah?
It would be the same thing, just that being a henna from it. Not supposed to be a henna.
No, that was a special Yisud Rabbanon they made to be a henna. Here it's Kedushas Me'ila, because there's no Yisur either. That's an Yisud Rabbanon too. Okay, Chassidim Anshei Maise. Tana Rabbanon, Yesh Mehem Omrim Asher Yalduseinu Shalobisha Ziknuseinu. Some of them said, we were fortunate that our childhood, we were tzaddikim when we were young, and it's not mevayish now what we are when we're old. Elu Chassidim Anshei Maise. Yesh Mehem Omrim Asher Ziknuseinu Shekipras Yalduseinu. Some say, Baruch Hashem, now that we're old, it was mechaper on what we did when we were young. They were Elu Bali Tshuva. And they did a bedafka by Simchas Beis HaShoeva where they were dancing and singing, and they showed that they still had their koach. That's when the tshuva is really good. If you're a rosha when you're a kid, and when you get old and you're feeble, you can't do anything, then the tshuva is not a great tshuva. But if you still have your koach, then it's a good tshuva too. So here, when they were dancing and they showed they still had their koach, they were bali tshuva. That was good. Elu the elu momrim ashri mishalochata. Both of them said, better if you're not chote. Mishachote yoshuv yim chalom. Person who's chote should, what's it called, should do tshuva. Rashi. Yesh me'morim hainu tushbachta the masnisen shemeshabchim lakadosh baruch hu al kach. The Mishnah says that they were meshabeach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when they danced, this was the shvachos they said. Elu chasidim, kol chosid havei chosid mikara. Whenever it says chosid, it means somebody was a chosid to begin with, from birth. Shalom Bisha, Shalom Avarnu Aveiru B'Alduseinu, Levi says, Ignuseinu, we didn't do any Aveiras when we were young, that would embarrass us now. Tanya, Omru Olav Al-Hil La-Zokeng, Shoye Sameach V'Simchus Beis HaShoeva, Omar Kain, Imanikan Akolkan, Din Einikan Mikan. Shil used to say, if I'm here, everything's here. And if I'm not here, what's here? Hu Haya Omer, let's see Rashi here. Imanikan Akolkan, Dore Shoye L'Rabim Shlo Yechtu. He said this to the rabbim when they were singing and dancing, so they would speak also in between the hakafas, I guess. Bishmo, and he said in the name of the Rabbanu Shlom, Imani Kan, speaking in the name of God, or like we said before, the word Ani is one of the shameless of the Rabbanu Shlom. So if the Rabbanu Shlom's here, Hakol Kan, then everything's here. Kol Zman Sheni Chofetz V'Vayis Hazeh Shchinos Yishru Yabo Yekvod Okayim V'Yavo Hakol Kan. And if I take away my shechina, who's going to come here? Nasha from here, that when there's no shechina on Harabai, there's no one to go up there. Right? Bechlal, besides the Yisurim. But who's going to come here anyway? Right? If there's no shechina here, what's the purpose of coming here? So, if the shechina remains by Kosel HaMarabi, so that's where to be. But to go up to Harabai, when the shechina is gone from there, and there's a mosque up there, could be Bechlal. And this Rashi is mashal a little bit, that even though you can learn, mi yavo kan means, who's going to come here, means we're going to all be in Golos. But the mice, it's more mashma, that since, if I'll take away my shechina, mi yavo kan, who's going to come here, and what's the purpose of coming here for? And that's to show your nationalism, that we still have rights over the place, but otherwise, no purpose to be there. Except to be chayv koris, maybe. Okay. Who are your Omer? That's how Rashi learns. They're speaking in the name of the Rabbanu Shalom. And Tosfos says, no, it's more mashma that Yerushalmi is mashma that Hillel was speaking about himself. And he was speaking Keneged Klal Yisrael. That, what's it called? If we're here, then everything's here. But Lamaise, if what's it called? If Klal Yisrael's not here, then nothing's here. We make the Mikdash important. Others say ani means if my essence is in what I'm doing, then everything is here. And if my essence, the ani of a person, is his essence, his ruchniistic essence, not here, then nothing's here. Hu ya omer came lamakom shani ohev shom raglay molichos. That wherever I like to go, my legs bring me there. Im tovu el beisi, meaning a person has to condition himself to go to the places, to like the kinds of places that he should be in, and not to like to be in places that he shouldn't be. Im tovu el beisi an yovu el beisecha. Now he's surely speaking in the names of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Right? If you come to my house, the Rabbanu Shel Olam says, I'll come to your house. Im lo sovu el beisi an ilo avu el beisecha. You don't come to my house, I won't come to your house. Right? In other words, Rashi says, who are you omer lamakom shani oiv shom raglay molichas osi imata tov levesi v'nir elisha af kan tzorich legor sokein v'shum dom rab yochanan basro raglohi devar inish v'ilogar sinan lay my shaychad rab yochanan hocha. Okay, Rashi says that we should, this the girsa is, it should say over here this thing, that wherever I like to go, what's it called, that's where my feet drag me. Because later on, Rab Yochanan is going to say this, and it has no shaychas as gemara if this wasn't mentioned first. Okay. Shneamar b'chol ha'makom asher asker eshmi ovoy lecha v'irachticha. Wherever you mention my name, I'll come and bless you. So if you come to my house, right, come aliyah l'rego, I'll come and bless you in your house. Afu ra Hillel also saw Gilgolus achash itself up near mine. He saw a skull floating on the water. Omer le al da'atvis atvuch, because you drowned other people. You were drowned in matifayich yitufu, and the people who drowned you will be drowned. Rashi shetzof up ne'amayim, shechot chues rosho, they cut off his head, the tzilul amayim threw it into the water. V'hikar bo shu rotzeach, and he recognized, he didn't say stam, that not everybody who's killed is a rotzeach. He recognized this guy was a rotzeach. U'pogo bo achshon listim ki elzibo. And obviously, other rotzchim killed him. Omer lo, al da'at v'satfuch, al shitzaf do gilgola shel acherim, b'mayim atfuch, hitzifuch acherim asho. So he told his talmidim, a musar. You see, you get what you do. You drowned other people, you were drowned. L'sof matifayichi tufun, od yovo yom v'yatsifu gugolosom shel elu shorguch. And the people who killed you eventually be killed too. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who kills somebody gets killed like that. Not in this world, at least. But there's a medrash that says, l'asid lovo v'ytchias ha'mesim, all the people who died in their bed, who were murderers, will be murdered to get their onish then. And, or that they come back in a Gilgal, and at some point in history they get what they gave out. So that's what Hillel said. Or he just meant to say that a good chance that what happened to you will happen to the people who did it to you. Om Rav Yochanan, this is Rav Yochanan Rashi was talking about before, that's going back on what Hillel said. Ragloi debar inish inun arvin bay, right? The feet of a person are arvin, they're responsible for him. La Asr, the Mrs. Boy, Tam and Mobile, and you'll say, wherever he's supposed to be, his feet bring him. Sometimes a person goes someplace, and not consciously, and he doesn't realize why he's going there, but he's supposed to go there, and his feet bring him there. How do you see that? Hano Tarte Kushoi. There were two Kushim. These were not Schwarzes. The Svarim say Kushoi is just a euphemism. They were very handsome people, and they used to call them Schwarzes to take away the Ayin Hara. It's not mistaber that Shlomo HaMelech had two kushim to be his. He had plenty of Jews to be his sofrim. He didn't need two kushim to be his sofrim. Davukami kami Shlomo. They were sofrim in front of Shlomo, and their names were Alichora ve'Achaya b'nei Shesha. Sofrim de Shlomo Havi. So they were scribes of Shlomo HaMelech. Yom echad chazi l'malach hamavis davi ka'otziv. So one day Shlomo HaMelech saw that malach hamavis was sad. Omer le amay atzivas. He said, why are you sad? I'm related to a boy. Minai hani tarti kushoi diasvi hacha. Right. So because they in Shemayim they want me to take the neshamas of these two sofrim. So Shlomo understood that for some reason the Malach HaMavis was upset that he had to take their neshamas. So he figured he's going to save them. Masrin l'seirim, shadrin l'mechuzah deluz. So he gave them over to the seirim, to the shadim, to take them to mechuzah deluz, a place where people don't die. They never said sheker, so they didn't die in that place. In that place, people didn't die. If they wanted to die, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, they used to go out of the city and die there. If they got old and they decided they wanted to die, they left the city and they died. how they were allowed to do that, if that's considered committing suicide, mistam or not, just that being in the city prevented them from dying. So they took away the prevention, and mamela, they died naturally, didn't kill themselves. When they got there, they died. Either they weren't in the city or whatever. So Shlomo saw the Malchamovas, was happy. Omerlei, am I badichas, why are you so happy? Omerlei, basar, debo, minai, tamon, shadrasinu. The reason I was sad yesterday is because I couldn't take the neshamas except in Mechuz of the Luz, and they weren't going there. Right? So I was very upset that they, what's it called, I can't take away, I can't kill them. Now you sent them there, thank you for, what's it called, doing my job. And now I was able to kill them. Miad pasach Shlomo v'omer, agloi devar inish inun areven bay, lasar de mizboi tamon v'avilin yosei. And Shlomo said, I learned from here that person goes where he's supposed to be. And if he's supposed to be there, and that's where he's supposed to die, that's where he ends up going.
Why do you have to give him to the shading? Why can't you just tell them to go?
What? Because you had to get to this place. You had to go fast or whatever. You didn't want them to delay. And the shading were the fastest boat out or whatever.
You let him go to the sea?
What? What? He used them as shadim, that's all. The Chacham also used the shadim as shluchim or whatever.
He can't
be he can't make karbonis to them.
Lasa de misboy,
lemokum shenigzor, love lemovis, bo, misham, hum misbakesh, litl nishmasa, tamam of vilna, say, lisham, ragla, mavil, that's where he goes. Trey kushoy, al shem shoy, yothim karilavachi, because they were handsome, they were called kushoy. Absolutely, that's like some people call their kids a miyaskite. Some people mean it, and some people it's because they're nice and they want to take away the ayin hara. Ali chorif aachya pasuku b'malachim shayu sofrim l'shlomo. The kabo minai elu misbakshim imeni lamala in shamayim. There you are demanding for me to take these two neshamas. She gives manam lamos. Time came to die. Lo hayochel litul neshmasim kimin shalom nixra aleim lamos kim b'shar luz. They were supposed to die on the way into the city of Luz in the Shar, before they got into the city. Masrinu Shlomo l'seirim l'shedim. Shuaya melech aleim. Shlomo ha-melech was king over the shedim. Kidichsi v'yeshev Shlomo ha-kisei Hashem l'melech shemolech ha-elyon v'yal ha-tachtonim. He ruled over the upper forces and lower forces. Amtinu l'chuz l'luz ir she'ein malech ha-movis sholit besocha. The malech ha-movis doesn't have power in this city. Kamrinim besota. Ha-revin bei l'shamayim. The legs pay their responsible. They're the Arevim is a guarantor. They guarantee that what's supposed to happen to the person, they're going to bring him where he's supposed to be.
Why?
Because I said because that city, the people didn't lie. Gemara says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tanya. Omro love of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shoy Sameach Simcha Vesa Shoeva, Yenot L'Shmon Avuko Shalor, the Zorik Achas, the Not L'Achas. He used to juggle with 8 torches. The Ein Nogol Shubazu, they wouldn't touch each other, and he would juggle them in the air. Shumishtacha them, when he would make Hashtachavoya, Noet Shte Gudla Baris, he put his thumbs, on the ground, the Shohe, and he would, suspend his entire body just on his 2 thumbs. The Noshik Esaritzman, he would go down and with his head be able to touch the ground, the Zokeif, and then he would get up just from the pressure on his thumbs and manipulating the lower part of his body. The Ein Kol Ber Yechoyim Lasoskein. Nobody else could do that. Right? It was a tremendous feat of strength to be able to do that. The Zui Kida, and this is called Kida. This is what it says in the pasuk Kida, that's what it means. They went flat out on their face, but only the face touched the ground. The rest of the body was suspended by something, and he used to do it on his thumbs. Levi Achvi Kida, Kameh Rebbe. Levi showed how this was done in front of Levi Vidlin. He got, because of this, he became a crippled. Mursis V'chog Gormale, that's what made him crippled. V'omer Rebbe Lezer, La'olam Agitiyach Odom Torim Klapi Mala. Levi said some harsh words against the Rabbanu Shalom, and that's why he was crippled. The harsh words made it that when he made this Kida, he became crippled. But the reason that the Kida harmed him was because he had said these harsh words against the Rabbanu Shalom. Levi have a metayo kamei the Rebbe betimne sakine. Right, Levi used to juggle what's it called 8 knives at one time. Shmuel kamei shmur malka betimne mazgi chamra, and Shmuel used to juggle a little bit more safe. He used to juggle what's it called cups full of wine, and they never spilled. Abaya kamei the Rabba betimne bay. He used eggs. Right, Amri lo ba'arba bay. He only had 4 eggs that he could juggle. Tanya Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Kshayinu Smechim Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Ro'inu Sheina Beinenu. Right, when we were, what's it called, Sameah B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we didn't sleep. It doesn't mean that, but that's what the Pashas means. We didn't sleep. Ketzat Shori Shona Tamit Shal Shachar. First hour of the day, we went to make the Tamit Shal Shachar. He was a lady, so he had a part in the Shira. Misham L'Tfilah, then we went to Davin. Misham the Karb Musa. Then we went back to the Karb Musa. Misham the Tfilas HaMusafim. From there we went to Davin Musa. Misham the Beis HaMedrash. Then we went to learn. Misham the Achil Ushtia. Then we went to eat. Misham the Tfilas HaMincha. Then it was time for Mincha. Misham the Tamid Shobein Arbaim. It's interesting. They davened Mincha before Tamid Shobein Arbaim, whereas Shachris they davened after Tamid Shal Shachar. Which makes sense, because the Tfila is mashlin the carbon. Once the carbon's finished, there's no purpose to daven mincha anymore. So they had a daven mincha before, but here the tefillah was not mashlin. They couldn't make the tefillah shachris before the carbon, because the carbon was the ikar started off. So they were mashlin the carbon shachris after, and they were mashlin the carbon mincha before, because the mincha was the finishing thing. Mikan ve'elich, and then from then on was simchas beis hashoeva. So they never had time to sleep the whole day. Person makes a shvua, he won't sleep for 3 days, so we give him malchus right away. It's impossible not to sleep for 3 days, so we give him malchus and we tell him, what's it called, go to sleep. Because it's a shvua shot, it's a shvua for something that's impossible to do. Like person makes a shvua, I'm going to fly in the air, it's impossible. So it's a shvua shot, you give him malchus right away. It's impossible to sleep, not to sleep for 3 days. There's a shayla, machlokas rishonim. The person made a nether, he's not going to eat for 5 days. Eat and drink for 5 days. So you do the same thing. You give him malchus, or you let him last as long as he can till it becomes pikuach nefesh, and then he's allowed to eat. The difference is, by sleeping, it's an impossibility. You could not eat for 5 days, just die. Right? Just, you're not allowed to do that. But it's possible to do. So some hold that when it comes to eating and drinking, you have to fast till it's pikuach nefesh. Then pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to eat. But we don't give malchus right away and say it's a dover shi'efshir. So I'm saying no, since it's aser to do that, so mainly give malchus right away, just like sleep. It doesn't have to be a physical impossibility. It has to be something that's impossible, even without pidin. Elohachi kamer lo ta'am nu tam shena. We didn't really taste. We slept, right? They did sleep. Right, the havu menam the akaspe dado. They used to sleep on each other's shoulders. They put their head down for a few seconds in the middle of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and they slept. Or during davening, they slept. Whatever. What?
Maybe it was just one day for him, and then one day that he had to say shira and all that.
No. He wasn't saying what he daft got to do. He just said he was involved with all these things. So what's it called? It wasn't that he was, the Levium didn't go Levi Mishmar. Levium, whoever Levium were there, they sat. They were part of the Mishorari. What? What do you mean, Rav Yochanan was there? No, it wasn't. It says the whole Sukkot they had like this. Every day was one day after another. They went from every day, they went till then the next day they started again, they went all night. So that for the whole Sukkot they weren't sleeping. This was the same schedule every day, and there was no time in between to sleep. What?
They fall
asleep when they were learning, maybe. Okay. Gemara's mashma like that. They only slept when they were standing up. Okay. Rashi. Shnei Godlov shall stay Yodov. His thumbs. Anishin aleim, he supported himself on his thumbs. At sheshocha v'noshik esaritzpa, until he was able to go and put his head down on the ground. It doesn't mean he kissed the ground. Meaning that he, what's it called, his head touched the ground. Maybe not. I thought Rashi meant put his head down, but it could be that the mamish kissed the ground. What's it called? Kissing the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Bezuki doha mura b'ksuvim. The Omer Mar kida lapayim. Kida is where your entire body is flat out and your head is in the ground. Ein lo lishvachech lagia la'aretz gufo elapona bilvad. And the rest of your body doesn't touch the ground, just your face itself. He was the only one who could do it. Itla nasis cheker. That's why when by korim aleinu, you only go down on your knees. That's called kriya. And then when it says v'noflim al penehem, the other three times you fall korim, then you go on your face. But by aleinu, you don't fall on your face. Just fall on your knees and you bow your head. That's it. Itla nasa cheger, he became a cripple. Vishazokev gufo me'ela ve'enol nishna yoda bechazga litcho gufo lamala nimta kol onis likavoso amosna. When you're not supporting with your arms, just supporting yourself with your thumbs, then you have to put all your weight into your thighs, to your waist, to get yourself up. And that made him, what's it called, the bones went out of place and he became crippled. Yatiach Yisro, Kloshim Katake, threw words against the Rabban Shalom. Yatiach Dvorim Sechas Tainis. Alisa v'yashavtin chabamorum v'yacha mashgiach abanecha. Levi had Tainis on the Rabban Shalom that he left Klal Yisrael, it wasn't mashgiach on them, like as if he went up into the Shemayim and he doesn't have anything to do with his children anymore. They have a lot of tzoras, and Levi was complaining for the sake of to be mugging on Klal Yisrael, but he said it in a way that was very harsh. Hava hagar malei, nenesh b'chatas dvarim, v'nenesh b'shas ha'ma'ora. He was punished because of what he said, and the punishment happened at the time that he was showing this kida. Tamir san shabbos, nofel tura, chadal sinuk. When you're in a makom sakana, then your averis are more effective. So here he put himself in a makom sakana with this kida, and he was punished at that time for what he said. Kamei the Rebbe v'veso, shoyen nosi m'chatan osol esamcho. Used to go to Rebbe's house and be mechabed him, what's it called, mesameach him, right? Shoyed doeg tomid b'tzoras Yisrael b'cholio. Kedamrina b'nedorim, what's it called, that Rebbe used to be mitzayer himself to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara says in Nedorim, Yomad the mochich bei Rebbe osi peronis yama. When Rebbe would laugh, tzoras came to the world. Because his tzoras were mechaper on the tzoras of Klal Yisrael. When he was happy, then the Klal Yisrael were punished. So they used to go, I don't know why they would go then to make him laugh. I guess they didn't make him laugh, they just made him, what's it called, not be bizarre. He was constantly bizarre, so they used to go to cheer him up a little bit. Shvur Malka Melech Poros Hoya. Shvur Malka was the king of Persia, and they used to do this in front of him too. Mozgi Chamra, Kosos Chuchis Mleim Yain, his glasses full of wine, Bein Ayayin Nishbach. And the wine didn't spill, and the glasses didn't break. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya min halaviyim ha-mishu'arim hoya. He wasn't from the ones, what's it called, who sang. He was from the mishu'arim. He was from the choir people. Kedom Rabbi Erich Kvar Holech Rabbi Shua ben Gudgolda v'sayeyes Rabbi Shua ben Chananya ba'kafis losos. No, it should really say mishu'arim. He was from the mishu'arim, not the mishu'arim. Yeah, it was from the gatekeepers. On the side here, it says that it should say Meshorerim. It's not true. Rashi brings down the Gemara that says he went to help him open the gates. And he told them, you're from the Meshorerim. You better go back or you're Chayav Nisa. If you help me, you change your job. Malkin also should nishba l'shav. Made a shvua shav. Because it's impossible. Meshoshi yosha shuam yipiv haryu nishba al ha'omot shal evan shu shal zav. It's like taking a shvua on something that's stone, that's gold. It's a lie. You can't. It's impossible not to sleep for 3 days. Shavzen nishbal davar sheyepsha b'shvuas nan dehainu shvuas shav. The chayoven al zdonu makas. Don't you hear about? They were master him. Right? Don't make such a shvua. And he did it. And they gave him malchus for it. Okay. Chamesh esrei malus. Omer le Rav Chisda lahumad rabbanon dehavi kemesad ragadet o kanei. Omer le shmiyol achani chamesh esrei malus keneged mi omlin David. Right? The 15 shira malus. Who did David Melech say them connected? Omer Lei Hachi Omer Reb Yochanan. The Shosha Korah David Shisin. When David dug the caverns under the Mizbeach, Kofa Tahom, boy, the Mishnah Yama. So the Tahom, the waters, the lower waters came up, and we're going to, what's it called, inundate the whole world. Omra David, Chamesh Reshim Malos, Oliga. And David said these 15 Shira Malos and put the water down. Versus Yochi Chamesh Reshim Malos, Yordos in Boile. If you put them down, they should have been Shir HaYordos, not Shira Malos. Omra Le Hovid Kartan, Hachi, Hachi Itmar. You reminded me, Taka, that's not what he said. He said just the opposite. But Yibishosh, Shikora, David, Shis, and Kofet Tahoma. Right, what happened was that the waters, the lower waters came up, and they wanted to boil the Mishnah the Alma. They wanted to inundate the world. And David then said, I need somebody to tell me how to get rid of this water and put it back down in its place. And what's it called? And then we'll see that then it went too far down, and you had to bring it back up, and that's why it was called Shira Malos. Rashi. Kof b'shoshet kara David shisim, v'lo svirale shemisheshet me'bereshet nivru. This Mandi Omer holds a David HaMelech dug them, and they were not from Sheshes Mebereshes. The East Virale Shem and Ismailu offered Sroos and Sroos plus, or they could be they were around from Sheshes Mebereshes, and they got filled up, and David had to redig them. Kofatom, Tzafatom, Lamala Viyotza. The lower waters floated up, and they started to flood the place. Viyitzaf Abarzal, but then the Kofa Parzal. Omerle Rav Chisla Didei, Hovid Kartan, Hochi Itmar. So Rav Chisla said, Enochanami, you're right. And now you're reminding me the whole Maisa of exactly what was said. Okay, Mika Diyoda, David lo hoya mora halacha vnei rabu achitofa v'yasham. So David said, does anybody know the following halacha, which we'll get to tomorrow? And he didn't want to paskin himself because his Rebbe Achitofa was still alive and he wanted to, what's it called, to have him paskin, not him, not David HaMelech paskin. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Okay.